Our gospel and sermon this lesson is John chapter 9, the whole chapter, verses 1 through 41. It is a rather long text, so if you would prefer to be seated, feel free to do that. But I read in Jesus' name, John chapter 9, verses 1 through 41. As he, that is Jesus, passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight, and he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight, and they asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he sees we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be the Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time they called the man who had been born blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I've told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and you would teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "Who is he, sir, that I might believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these sayings and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. The Pharisees sure claim to know a lot of things. They know, most importantly, that because Jesus does this healing on the Sabbath, that he could not be from God, that he is a sinner, that he is a nobody. The man who was born blind didn't know very much. He didn't know where Jesus was when the crowd asked him. He didn't know exactly how Jesus had restored his sight. He didn't know whether or not Jesus was a sinner. He really only knows one thing, that though he was born blind, now he sees. He only knows that Jesus has done something amazing for him. Jesus has done something for him that no one has ever heard of before. He says, not since the beginning of the world, literally from the beginning of the eons, has anyone heard of someone restoring sight to someone who's been born blind. And the man's right. In the Old Testament, there are no records of anyone receiving their sight after they were blind. Think of all of God's prophets and all the amazing things that they were sent to do and the things that they did. Think of Moses and Joshua and Elijah and Elisha. They did some amazing things. They parted seas. They hit rocks and water would come out. They stopped the sun in the middle of the sky. They cleansed lepers. They even raised the dead. But none of them, not a single one, restored sight to a blind man. Isaiah had prophesied that the Messiah, when he came, that he would open the eyes of the blind. He said it many times throughout his book. And the Pharisees knew those passages, and now standing there before them is a man who had been born blind. And what do? They reject the fact that he had received his sight. They blind themselves to the evidence of who Jesus is standing there right before them. A man who had not seen his entire life is given sight by another man, and they say, well, he must not be from God. In the hardness of their hearts, they blind themselves to the truth of who Jesus is, and they choose not to see. They ask the formerly blind man to accuse Jesus of being a sinner. They put him under oath. Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. And yet the blind man refuses to point the finger at Jesus. He refuses to say that Jesus is a sinner. And he rightly comes back to the Pharisees and says, God doesn't listen to sinners. If this Jesus were not from God, he could do nothing. And the Pharisees take offense at this, of course. They realize that they're being put in their place, that the truth staring at them is showing that they are rejecting God's Messiah. And rather than owning up to it, they cast this formerly blind man out of the synagogue. Brothers and sisters, we are not the blind man in this account. We are the Pharisees. We stare at God's miracles that surround us every day, and we shut our eyes to them. We blind ourselves to the goodness and graciousness of God. We choose in sin to be blind. Look at all of the things that God has given you. Everything that He has given you is gift, a good gift from your Heavenly Father who knows how to give good things. Husbands and wives, look at what God has given you. He's given you a perfect helpmate, a companion for the road through this dark life, but you blind yourselves to that. And you see only your spouse's shortcomings. Parents, look at what God has given you in children. He's given you charge over part of His creation to care for and nurture them, to be the hands and feet of God in raising those children. But what do? You blind yourselves to that. And you see only parasites, little suckers of time and energy. Children, look at what God has given you and your parents, people to love for you, to care for you, to protect you, and to nurture you. But you blind yourselves to that. And you see only slave drivers and tyrants and people who won't let you have any fun. And everyone, look at all the vocations that God has given you. Every interaction you have with someone else is another opportunity for you to be the hands and feet of God in this world, to love and to serve your neighbor. And yet, what do you see? You don't see those opportunities. You blind yourselves to that, and you see only drudgery. Look, you blind. Look and see all of these good and gracious things that your Heavenly Father gives to you. Everything that you have is a gift. Everything is grace. And yet you whine and you complain and you sin. But that's precisely why Christ came. That is precisely why Christ died. He died to open your blind eyes. And just as Jesus didn't ask this blind man if he wanted to be able to see, he didn't ask him for permission to put that mud on his eyes. In the same way, Jesus doesn't ask for your permission. He comes and he suffers and he dies, wiping out the debt for your sins. And he goes and he seeks after you through the power of his word, through the working of the Holy Spirit, so that you might come to faith. So that you, blind Pharisee though you are, might be able to find a seat at his table. A seat prepared especially for those who are blind in sin. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. I invite you to stand again and turn to Him.